둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Oh, it's dark. Hello, Jack Clover Grove.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you so much, as always, for making your way here, checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. In fact, you subscribe, you get a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, three interviews a week to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover some new ones. All the usual spots, including iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, Audible, Red Circle, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and that's me, I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, I get to talk with actor Jack McBrayer. You will, of course, no doubt remember Jack from 30 Rock, his years of playing Kenneth Parcell, a.k.a. Kenneth the Page, a.k.a. the immortal Kenneth Parcell, as we came to learn a little bit later on, or at least it seems like he's immortal. He's Fix-It Felix on Wreck-It Ralph and the sequel as well. He's been in tons of stuff, including Phineas and Ferb, The Middle, Puppy Dog Pals, The Big Bang Theory, Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell. And as of 2021, his new Apple TV Plus series called Hello Jack, The Kindness Show. And that's what me and him got to catch up about. We got to talk about the second season of this preschool-aimed show. He tells us how the show was inspired by how he's perceiving the world news and social happenings, and how it's helped him deal with dark events, and using his comedic background within the show as well. Jack's also going to fan out with me about OK Go, who are the show's house bands, growing up as an REM fan, and I'll hear about having guest stars like Gillian Jacobs, Kristen Shaw, Tony Hale, and others on the show. And of course, we're going to bring up that 30 Rock character, because there are similarities. There are similarities that you can't miss. I mean, Kenneth Parcell was just so happy, and he wanted kindness on television. And then look at this. Look what has been creative. So we're going to find the threads and figure out how that all works together as well. So let's get into this. We're talking about the second season of Hello Jack, The Kindness Show. It's Kyle Meredith with Jack McBrayer.
Hi, Kyle.
Hello, Jack. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you.
It's obviously fun to say that every time. Hello, Jack.
I know, right? You owe me $10. You owe me $10.
There it is.
It's trademarked.
It's an easy way to make some money right there. Appreciate that. Hey, Jack, seriously, it's been so much fun, again, checking in on what you're doing with The Kindness Show here and the positivity you're doing and putting out in the world. First off, just, you know, congratulations on the success on this and really thanks for what you're doing.
Hey, thank y'all. It was an important project for me, and I really am just grateful for the reception that we've received.
how do you all come up with the ideas for the show, for this season two? You know, what were the stories that you wanted to tell this time? Because I'm curious, like, do you consider what's going on, you know, with news or whatever is going on in the world as far as, you know, the lessons that you do want to teach?
Absolutely. In fact, the entire series was inspired by how I was perceiving the world around me in current years. Season two, pretty much a continuation of season one with these wonderful characters that we've introduced y'all to. I liked coming up with episode ideas in collaboration. You know, it'd be a bunch of us bouncing ideas around together because even though my background is in comedy and this is the show I did want to focus on, I do need those people who have a little more expertise in this field. So I might pitch an idea that's a little more abstract or a little more advanced for a preschooler. And so we have to figure out ways to finesse that or steer in a way where it would be appropriate for, you know, a five-year-old to understand, to digest, and not make anything too scary or too broad or too vague. But yeah, in season two, we get to talk about, you know, sometimes people are scared of things. There's spooky decorations at Halloween. Disappointment. Oh, our plans got canceled. A loss of an item, you know, how do we deal with that? So pretty universal, pretty timeless themes that we're able to dip into.
I enjoyed that the Halloween episode was right off the bat because I sure remember when I was younger, it didn't matter the television show, the Halloween episode ended up always being my favorite. So.
Right? There you go. I know people love Halloween. It was fun. And plus, it's so fun to have like child actors on set because they love these kinds of things. They love to even just like dress up in their outfits when it was, you know, April or whatever it was. Just delightful to work with all of those kids.
So how much of this then, you know, as you say, inspired by how you were dealing with the world, that you get to go through this process, even with the slowness of movie magic behind you and how long it takes to do an episode. But how does it, I mean, do you find that it ends up affecting your day to day?
Yes, absolutely. In the grand scheme of things, I honestly think that working on this preschool show about kindness has helped me deal with how I'm viewing the world these days. I sleep very well at night. It feels good to be able to focus my attention and focus my energy on a show like this, with these themes like this. It makes me feel that I'm being of service, that I'm being helpful, that I'm being productive. That feels good to me. Don't get me wrong. I get bummed out every time I read a headline, but it does also challenge me. I'm like, okay, how can I take this information, take this point of view, take this event, and boil it down into perhaps a storyline or a theme that we can address or anything. And, you know, sometimes it takes a very long time, TV magic. But I like that it's gotten these wheels turning, and it really does just energize me in a way I did not anticipate. I want to keep doing this for a long, long time.
Well, selfishly, I you know, maybe there's an adult version in here too.
That's right.
Because I could use that help as well.
Adults can tune in. I know. And I'm still, you know, my background is in comedy and I still am able to join other comedic projects. I'm in the Jerry Seinfeld Netflix movie called Unfrosted. Mm-hmm. Super fun. But also I just want to see how can I incorporate everything that I know from the comedy world and make it accessible for preschoolers.
One of the things that maybe this goes along with what you're talking about, but that's really impressive is the use of silence that you all take. And sometimes it's just waiting for, it seems like it's just waiting for a thought to seep in or an idea or a question, you know, but how much of that, you know, are you conscious of when you're writing it? Because that there are those moments, you know, shows are bam, 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 bam. But this one takes that moment. There's lots of moments of pause.
That was very intentional. We thought back a lot to programs like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and especially because he was able to address the home viewer and it felt like he was speaking directly to you. And there were moments of pause. There were moments of silence. And oftentimes we find that children will speak back to the television. My hope is that children feel that I am there and paying attention to them. I am there with them. So it was not by accident that we incorporate this slower pace, these moments of silence, because there is a lot of like zoom, bang, pow in the world. And let's just slow it down for a second and take a breath and see what we can't discover.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Jorge Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, will you like ska name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones?
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Jack McBrayer.
Well, the opposite side of that silence is the music that plays a big part of this too. I spend such a majority of my time in the music world surrounded by here. How did you hook up with OK Go?
OK Go. Am I right? We knew that we wanted to incorporate music into the show. And so we started like sniffing around. As it turns out, some of the members of OK Go having children of their own and like decided to dip their toe into this world, could not be more grateful. OK Go does an original song for every episode. On top of that amazing theme song, I do have to admit though, one of the more challenging parts for me is when we had those initial meetings. I mean, I'm such a fan of OK Go. I had to sit there and act professional when, you know, I just want to be like, okay, in that one song, what is the time, you know, like, but they are just delightful. They were so collaborative, so talented, especially like we had a pretty tight turnaround in what they needed to deliver, and they did not disappoint, not even a little bit. And they're just good dudes. I love them. I love OK Go.
I've had him on my series several times, and Damien is just, I mean, and he's so intelligent about the way that he writes the songs, you know.
And there's something, I think something scratches an itch for me. Maybe it's their voice, maybe it's the chords that they use. It hits a sweet spot for me. I can't believe we got OK Go to do Hello Jack.
For you, who are your musical heroes?
Let's see. Who are my musical heroes? Oh, I haven't been asked this in a long time. OK Go is pretty great. But, you know, like R.E.M., I grew up in a certain time period. I was around for Grunt.
They got the guys all behind me there. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see that at all. But really and truly. And you know what's crazy is like, get on 30 Rock, get famous, you get to meet these people. I'm email buddies with Michael Stipe, which is crazy because like I'm from Georgia. So there's the Georgia connection. It is wild to me that just the older I get, the more people that you meet. And so I'm meeting people who inspired me from a very young age. It's pretty great. I'm friends with Kenny G, if that's what you're asking.
You know, I've got to talk to Michael Stipe, but I've never got to talk to Kenny G, and he is on the list. You know, that's so I'm impressed.
Be impressed.
You know, it is funny, interesting, you know, the way, you know, you talk about 30 Rock and here's this, because there is the similarities. I'm not the only ones pointing this out in how you portray yourself in this and where you left off with the niceness of Kenneth Parcell.
Yeah.
You know, what is the thread there? You know, because this does seem like a show that Kenneth Parcell would definitely approve of. Like, was that thread there in your mind as well?
The secret to my success is a limited skill set. So, no, I definitely understand it. You know, the older you get, you realize like, oh, whether I like it or not, I do have a brand to my comedy. There's a brand to my performance. And the good news is I like it and I want to lean into it. So I was very grateful that I was able to incorporate the things that I already knew and bring them into a show that seems very, very different, but I'm still flexing the same muscles, and it still works. So I like that I've been able to pivot and yet still, you know, stay the same.
Is there the darker role that we're going to see from you soon? The very
season three of Hello Jack is grim. It is grim. No, I'm Jack McBrayer again. Like, even if you wanted me to play some dark and edgy character, you would still laugh and be like, "Oh, look at that declawed kitten."
I certainly enjoy it, and I know so many people do as well. I mean, and when you have a show like this, I was thinking back of some of the other kid shows throughout the, you know, the decades, and there always seems to be the great smattering of guest stars that come on. And you've got those. I mean, do you get those calls like, "Oh, I would love to do a kid's show"? I mean, right off the bat, we see Gillian Jacobs.
Gillian Jacobs. Yeah. Yes. So many people. My dear friend Kristen Shaw, Kamal Nanjiani, Tony Hale, Stephanie Beatrice, Joe Latrullio. Like, so many people said yes. And because, you know, it was like the early seasons, it was me making the phone calls. And guess what? I was happy to do so. This is what I was going to pull favors for. And I'm so grateful that they said yes, because they understood this is important to me. This is something that has great meaning. I'm being very serious about it. This isn't like some winky, you know, sarcastic, cynical kid show. This is an earnest and sincere show. They understood that and they supported me. And I could not be more grateful to all of those people.
Do you find that they get the pacing very quickly?
They do, especially, you know, as they see what's going on set. And after I explained it to them, I was like, I'm doing a show that I'm really patterning very much after like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So, you know, they weren't expecting to come in and do like crazy stunts or anything. they could read the room. And also I trusted them. I reached out to them for a reason. So it was kind of a no-brainer.
I'm guessing the crazy stunts come in season three as well.
Yeah, season three. Oh, it's dark. Hello, Jack Clover Grove.
In a world.
Jack, I really do love what you do. I love watching you and everything. I just had Gavin Rosdale on too, and I know that you've done something with him recently with the Eat with Gavin. I'm hoping that finds its home soon to see.
Love so. Him. Again, another person I knew from way back, and I'm like, I'm just hanging out with them? This is weird.
Keep doing what you do, seriously, and for the positivity you put in the world, you make it a better place.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I really appreciate that.
Anytime. Jack, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Take care.
My thanks to Jack McBrayer. Hello, Jack. The Kindness Show, second season, is out now on Apple TV+. And thanks to you as well for checking out the series. Again, please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 a week to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover the new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify and Podchaser, Audible and Red Circle, WFPK.org, NPR.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. An hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news, and you can also find me on the social media spots, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all three of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith, accept no substitutes. That does it for another edition of Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time. Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.